Hi, I'm food and entertainment journalist Al Mancini, the creator of the weekly Food and Loathing podcast, an irreverent journey behind the scenes of the dynamic Las Vegas restaurant and bar scene. And when I want the best food intel for Southern California, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And the first homestand is in progress right now. It's the middle game in a three-game set with the Boston Red Sox, and the Halos are looking to even the score. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As we've been talking about, and we're also going to talk about next week, Pizza City Fest LA is coming up again this year, the second annual, at the event deck at LA Live. And this is just not your usual food festival, because in addition to having 20 wonderful pizzerias that are represented each day, there are also educational seminars. The format has changed a little bit this year. There's no limitation on the number of tastes of pizza that you can have. So there's no way you can attend this event and come away hungry. And then in addition to that, there's salads, there's desserts, there's beverages, there's spirits, there's craft beer, there's water. And the ticket price for general admission, with all of that going on, is only $125, which for what you're getting there, that's a pretty special price. And as we've mentioned before, Saturday sells out. VIP on Saturday is already gone. So, again, just a word for the wise. You know, you hear a lot that hurry, hurry, hurry. This is an event that really is part of that. And what we've been trying to do is we've spoken with Steve Dolinsky, who is the founder of this event. We'll be speaking with him again next week. But we also wanted to talk with some of the acclaimed pizzaiolas that are participating in this event, because with all of these smaller operators, there's a story. And we're about to get one right now. There is a pizzeria on the Silver Lake scene that debuted, I think it's under 2 years ago, but we will get the exact date. The proprietor is a very experienced pizzaiola by the name of Alex Coons, but he's doing something very special with Hot Tongue Pizza in Silver Lake. He will be at Pizza City Fest LA, and it is a pleasure to welcome for the first time Alex Coons to the SoCal Restaurant Show, who's sitting across from me in studio. Alex, good morning, and glad to have you here.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me. Very stoked to be in studio.
Alex, you got to give us a little background on what you wanted to do initially with Hot Tongue, because it was one of LA's first vegetarian and vegan pizzerias that, even for LA, that seems a tad risky. So kind of give us what the backdrop was, because in terms of your training in the pizza business, and you know, I know you did everything from pizza delivery to waiting tables, that's not the most obvious way to open your own pizza shop.
Well, I figured, you know, opening up a restaurant isn't hard enough, so I thought maybe I should just limit myself and open up a vegan restaurant. But I also love a challenge. I've been making pizza for a long time. I had been vegan and vegetarian for like close to 20 years, and I've been making pizza, dairy, meat, whatever. But I'd really honed in on my craft as like a vegan pizza chef, and we make our own cheese and all of our sauces from scratch, and it was like, you know what, I'm gonna make pizza, and our dough is phenomenal. It's crazy four flour blend, but I was like, I can make a vegan pizza that's just as good as anything with dairy and meat on it. And unfortunately, that could still be true. Listen, that's the verdict's still out on that, but getting people to come in that aren't vegan or vegetarian, I think that was really tough. So
It can be scary for the non-traditionalists, because, you know, then you start thinking, I'm not sure, it can't taste very good. You know, pizza is pizza. Is there a whole political element to this? And, you know, I think you have proven that in terms of you know, taste and flavor. The vegan, vegetarian varieties are just as good as what we would call the fully leaded.
Yeah, and I don't agree with that. I mean, I think a lot of vegan products out there, especially like pizza, it relies so heavily on cheese. And cheese and pepperoni, that's what pizza is, right?
And dough.
And you take that away, and people will start saying stuff like, that ain't pizza. So it was a huge challenge, and my ego definitely had to take a crushing blow. But that's okay. You got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And we made the decision back in December to add meat and dairy. And now it is pizza for everyone. And it's nice. It's been like a little get them in there with the pepperoni and cheese. And they don't even know that they're having a vegan slice. And they might leave and say, hey, that buffalo slice was my favorite. And I say, well, that was vegan. And they said, no way. And they're like, yep. And so everyone wins now.
So the real trick, you know, you mentioned cheese is obviously a very basic ingredient. And Alex, some of the vegan cheese that's out there is really bad. How are you able to find some vegan cheese that met your parameters because you wanted to do a tasty, delicious pizza?
Yeah, so we make everything. So we make our own ricotta, which is made out of almonds, and then we do a cashew mozzarella, which is actually a liquid mozzarella that emulsifies with the heat that we used some binders, but it's mostly cashew and water, really, salt, some spices. And really, it was putting that kind of intention, that kind of love, that kind of thought into everything, because mine's store-bought vegan cheese that's loaded with starches and stuff you can't pronounce. That stuff doesn't taste good. It has this like little snotty thing in the back of your mouth, and really, that's kind of it hurts us and works against this thing that we were trying to do, because you automatically, like you just said, like, hey, what's going on with these cheeses? What's going on with these? You know, it's people have this weird idea of what it is, and I don't blame them, because what you can buy at the store is pretty gross. You know, so it was really about, you know, honing that in, the amount of time that we put into that cheese, into our sauces to make everything 100% plant-based, that's what you can taste. When you come in and you have a slice and you didn't know that it was vegan, that's how good it is, because that's the point. It's just supposed to be food, and I think that there's a lot of bias, expectation bias, when you call something mozzarella. You know how good mozzarella is, and when you have vegan mozzarella, like, it shouldn't be called that, really, because the flavor profiles are so different. But it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of time. But like with anything, as long as you have a right balance, vegan or not, you're going to make good food. It's just finding that balance.
Now, Alex, some of your produce that you use on your pizzas, you actually grow in the back of the store. Tell us what our listeners can look for when they come to Hot Tongue, because, again, that's a little on the unusual side, too.
Well, that was a joke that I have made. So nothing is grown on the side of the building. There's a bunch of weeds, and I've made reels where we talk about using L.A. river water, which no one should do. No one should use that, okay? And then I've talked about like picking grain and growing basil back there. But that's just really dumb sarcasm. So to everyone out there, no one's growing anything on the side there by the trash cans.
And you bring up a kind of an interesting point before we go out to our top of the hour break, Alex. You have a certain view of social media. It's kind of love it or hate it. And you do some Instagram reels that are pretty hilarious, but ultimately I think they draw attention to Hot Tongue. Tell us about your approach to that grassroots marketing, because, again, that's a little unusual too.
Yeah, I guess we're just unusual people over here at Hot Tongue. I mean, I think the main thing about pizza is it's supposed to be fun, and that's what we try to do with everything. I mean, the food's supposed to be fun, the atmosphere is supposed to be fun, the Instagram's supposed to be fun. I think we work with a lot of creative people, you know.
Oh, no doubt.
Like Trenton and Frank, the guys that are mostly like in a lot of the reels, they're actors, and everyone has great ideas. Michael Hiller is like, so you just bounce these ideas. Hey, what if we did this, or this situation happens at the restaurant, and it's like, okay, well, let's make fun of this. And so it's like, let's just get crazy. You know, I don't know if it really helps the business as much as maybe using it as a tool for marketing, but we're having a lot of fun.
And Alex, at the end of the day, that's important too. Now, before we go out to our top of the hour break, the one thing we haven't talked about specifically in Silver Lake, where your location is, and everybody's always scared about parking, so you probably need to talk about that too.
Well, usually we have plenty of parking, and there are some days where the whole lot is full and there is no one in any of the businesses in the strip mall, so who knows what's going on there, but usually a ton of parking.
Yes.
And it's just 2590 Glendale Boulevard, Silver Lake, Los Angeles, California, 90039. Yeah, we're in a little strip mall right next to Modern Eats and Yolo Foot Spa, shout out. And it's like right at the corner of Fletcher and... I don't know, Riverside. Anyways, you like you said, when you came, the intersection kind of sucks. So just be prepared for that.
Well, you know, you turn and then you find you. So
you just follow the big pink sign, the big neon pink sign that says Hot Tongue. You can't miss it.
That's true. And then, as I say, you're into the parking lot. Now, one thing I noticed before we take our break, I was there on an early Saturday evening. And I don't think, Alex, there was a time that I was there enjoying my couple of slices that there were not several people doing pickup. What is your percentage of dine-in versus pickup?
The percentage is much higher on pickup. I don't know if it's just our location because, you know, I have a lot of friends in the pizza industry, and I think that all of their places work differently. We mainly see people dining in on Saturdays and Sundays, or Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and usually at the nighttime. So,
that
I mean,
sense.
It's mostly pickup and delivery, but I mean, COVID has changed a lot of things. Postmates has changed a lot of things. A lot of people aren't leaving their house. The economy is a little rough right now. It's all, the restaurant industry is changing, has changed, and is very different than when it was like in 2019. So, we're all adjusting.
And we'll continue to evolve.
Yes.
We are talking with Alex Coons, who is the Pizzaiola main dough guy at Hot Tongue Pizza in Silver Lake, one of the 40 participating pizza restaurants over the weekend of Pizza Fest LA coming up the last weekend in April. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.